Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Langan, and this week we are kicking off the Federal Remote Worker Podcast series, where we discuss the challenges and opportunities that the COVID-19 crisis is bringing to federal agencies. This week's podcast explores how wireless communication services are crucial to keeping our healthcare and government workers connected during the COVID-19 pandemic. And as the coronavirus continues to spread, healthcare organizations and public sector agencies are utilizing smartphones, tablets, and hotspots to mobilize their workforces. And today we're speaking with Brian Shromsky, managing partner of Federal Connected Solutions at Verizon, more about this topic. And Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. Yourself?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today. And let's jump in at the top. So how has the current crisis impacted healthcare organizations and government agencies? And how is this different from a natural disaster standpoint, from a wireless communication standpoint, if you will?
Great question, Matt. I'm going to answer the second question first, right? So unlike other natural disasters, and unfortunately we had one last night and we're experiencing one now as tornadoes ravaged through Alabama, Tennessee, and the Southeast, right? In those particular areas, right, we have 1 million people out of power. Network facilities may be interrupted, and then we actually enable for our customers priority services to get through the storm, if you will. And then obviously servicing our network and making sure our network's up and running as soon as possible if it is effective. When it comes to natural disasters, those are very particular in terms of locations, right? So you're talking about parts of a state, parts of a city, parts of a county, right? If it's larger, like a hurricane, we're talking about major coastlines, right? So we've lived and responded to it time and time again. With this current crisis, it's affecting everywhere, meaning that the natural disaster is not very remote. It's actually affecting every state as well as U.S. territories. And what we're starting to see is the network's up and running. So there wasn't a physical disruption in services, either power or storm surge, whatever it may be. But we're actually seeing a greater demand on our services. So it's a little bit different. I think the challenge that we see a lot of agencies is they weren't 100% telework, meaning that how do you, you know, operate your agency when you don't go to the office anymore, that now everything has to be done remotely. So we see a greater demand in services of actually the traditional office workers, where those men and women would go into those very important agencies, if it's healthcare related or first responder related, or more importantly, even education related, right? We have a lot of students, they're not going to school and actually using home learning. So we see a great demand in providing cellular capabilities to those particular individuals. And then on the front end, you can imagine we're seeing huge demand in all different kinds of types of use cases when it comes to servicing those front lines, right? In terms of setting up mobile triage facilities out there and using LTE connectivity for the mobile check-in, if you will. We see providing connectivity in non-hospital spaces, right? So an armory, a sports complex, a convention center, right? Now, those are the, you know, those individuals in there, the only way they're able to connect back to the hospital systems, the government agency, is through cellular means, right? So we see huge demand on that. We also see new ways of communication where we have infected individuals have no way to communicate with their loved ones or actually using tablets that are being held by healthcare workers. And that's the only means of communication, unfortunately, these individuals have with their loved ones, because unfortunately, they cannot go and see them in these medical facilities. So we see huge demand both on the front end as well as on the back end and for our services.
Wow. Great response there. And it seems like a lot of great work from healthcare organizations' perspective and also Verizon's support of that. So for my next question is, what capabilities do healthcare organizations and employees need to continue to be successful? I think you kind of hit on this with all the connectivity and mobile devices and such, but would love to hear more.
Sure. You know, the best thing I can recommend people is they want to have connectivity, right? And that's what Verizon's always committed to, serving the public sector and the needs of public sector. And one of the most important things that comes from our daily credo is reliability, right? So when those men and women are treating those patients, they need reliability, and reliability in the form of connectivity. So as I mentioned before, we see connected laptops, we see connected smartphones, tablets, you name it, they're doing it. We're also ensure connectivity, and also to meet the demand to capacity, we're also adding additional capacity in terms of mobile cell sites on wheels to these triage facilities, remote areas, right, where they want to isolate the population, unfortunately, the sick population from the healthy population. So, you know, we see a great demand of services. We're seeing record volume in a lot of cases. So unfortunately, you know, we're meeting this demand, but we would like to meet it in a better time, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Great, Brian. Thanks for those insights there. And let's dive a little bit deeper in examples for both healthcare and government.
Sure. So what we're starting to see in the healthcare front is we see a lot more connectivity on the frontline workers. As you can imagine, they're using tablets and smartphones and connected laptops to get that very important medical information. What we see in being used more is actually distancing. So where it's triage tents or mobile check-in facilities outside the actual complex, they're seeing more technology being used on the front line. And when I say front line, right there in the asphalt parking lot, right, compared to inside the four walls of a hospital. We also see the connectivity being used from on the back end, meaning that all the different call centers, right? So if you're calling in healthcare facilities, those men and women are not in the office anymore, right? But those demands of those services are only increasing. So we see a huge surge, if you will, of remote connectivity for all the back end support that support these very important healthcare agencies.
Excellent. You know, Brian, really appreciate your time today. And we have one more question. I know this is kind of our short and sweet version of a podcast today. And the last question is, as this remote capability continues to be required, how can healthcare organizations and agencies ensure that they are connected?
Sure. One of the best things they can do is making sure that they actually have a working environment to enable connectivity, right? What we've seen is, you know, as we connect more individuals or more devices out there, either medical devices or tablets or smartphones, whatever it may be. I think one of the things that's very important to these government agencies, specifically healthcare agencies, to make sure that they don't circumvent certain things in the need of a pandemic, right? So you still want to have a very robust or constructed security framework to ensure that, you know, with this rapid deployment, that nothing is overlooked, right? Unfortunately, in these times, crime in cybersecurity start to lurk their evil heads, if you will, because it's a vulnerability time out there. So we want to make sure that agencies actually keep to their framework as they do a day in and day out and actually adhere to that even in times of a pandemic. We also encourage all of our agencies, which Verizon offers free of charge, is priority services, right? We don't see a huge demand in our priority services right now. As I mentioned before, unlike previous natural disasters, right, the networks are up and running. However, priority services do come into play, most recently with the tornadoes that hit in Alabama and Mississippi in the southeast last night. So having priority services enabled on your smartphones and your tablets and your connected laptops goes a long way. So we're ready to meet the challenge. We're here for all those agencies out there. And if you need be, Verizon does have a Verizon response team. If you have a particular need for your particular agency, we're here to help.
This concludes our podcast interview with Brian Shromsky, Managing Partner of Federal Connected Solutions at Verizon, who was kind enough to share his insights into how wireless communication services are crucial to keeping our healthcare and government workers connected during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we would like to thank you for listening to this episode of the Federal Remote Worker podcast series on Government Technology Insider. Be sure to join us for future episodes where we continue to speak with Verizon experts about a wide range of topics with regards to COVID-19.